Hello, and welcome to the Tea with Tresetta podcast. I invite you to join me each week where I'll share the training, encouragement, and answers you need to be successful in your purpose, as well as interview some awesome women of faith walking fully in their God-given purpose through entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Tresetta Alexander, faith-based business coach and founder of Sister Spotters. I believe you can be wildly successful without competing or compromising your beliefs. Let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode of Tea with Tresetta. This is your host, Tresetta Alexander, and this week's podcast recording is from a Facebook Live video I did inside of my Facebook group, Kingdom Purpose Pursuers. My Facebook group is a community of kingdom-minded individuals who have gathered together to encourage and empower one another in the pursuit of your purpose. And in this particular episode, I answered the question that one of our community members asked about what to do when business is slow or isn't going the way you expect it. And I share seven different tips or strategies that you can implement during these times. So if you're looking for a group of like-minded believers that will support and encourage you to fully pursue your purpose, then I invite you to join Kingdom Purpose Pursuers. My mission is to help you clarify and monetize your purpose so that you can create the abundant life and business Christ died for you to have. In the group, you can expect live weekly recordings of the podcast episodes with you, prizes and contests, Bible-based support in your business and life, and prayer for specific needs on at least a monthly basis. So if that sounds like the group for you, then join me in Kingdom Purpose Pursuers Facebook group. I'll put the link in the show notes, but you can also go to Facebook and just search Kingdom Purpose Pursuers and request to join. Now, let's go ahead and dive in to this week's topic. Hello, good evening, Kingdom Purpose Pursuers. Tresetta Alexander here. Tonight, I'm going to be answering your questions. And actually, one of our group members posted a really, really good question, and I'm going to be answering that tonight. But before we dive in, I just want to make sure that we are actually live and that you can hear all that good stuff. So give me one second just to make sure everything is good. Okay, it looks like we are actually live. Now let me just check the sound.
You can hear.
Yep.
All that good stuff. So give me one.
All right. So volume, we got audio and video. We are good to go. All right. So for those of you who are new to the group and new to me, I am Tresetta Alexander, and I am a faith-based business coach. I started coaching initially, as my focus was on productivity, business and productivity. And I, last summer, had an encounter with the Lord. And as a result, I ended up literally shutting down my entire business for about 2 months. And then when I reemerged with a faith focus in my coaching practice. And so that is how the Kingdom Purpose Pursuers group ended up coming to be, because I am very kingdom focused. And I really believe that we as God's people need to connect with the purpose that God created us for, so that we can bring the abundance that God
has for us. So the scripture says that Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have life more abundantly. And while we tend to focus on prosperity or the financial abundance, that's not the only piece of abundance that Jesus came for us. He wants us to have abundance in every area of our lives. And I believe that you can only tap into that abundance through your purpose, because your purpose is what brings you fulfillment. And not only that, it should also bring your prosperity. And so the question that I got in our group the other day was from Shelfany Davis, Minister Davis, and she asked, how do you stay afloat when business is slow or not going like you want it to or expect it to? And so tonight I'm going to be sharing with you seven strategies or seven things for you to do when business is slow, when things aren't quite going the way that you would like them to. And so the very first one, of course, as a faith-based business coach, I'm always going to first point you back to God. And so our very first tip or strategy would be to go back to the last instruction that God gave you. A lot of times we start out with what it is, you know, we're all hyped up and we're super excited. God gives us an idea and we start moving out in it. And somewhere along the way, we start drifting. And so we start moving away from what it was that God told us to do, because we end up with all these people in our ears and all these experts, and they start giving us advice based on their experience or what different industries do. And we start going down these little rabbit holes and start doing different things that God didn't necessarily tell us to do. And so the very first thing that I encourage you to do when things start slowing down or business isn't going the way you expect it to, go back to God and go, not just go back to him, but go back to the last instruction that he gave you. If you're not doing what he instructed you to do, then go back to, you know, start over, wipe the slate clean, start all over with what he gave you, what he instructed you to do. And I believe you will see a turnaround in your business. I had to do this myself. Just a few, many times, but literally just a few weeks back, I was planning some business products. I was planning to do a launch, and the Lord specifically told me, no, I don't want you to launch that product right now. I want you to focus on speaking. I want you to focus on taking the message that I've given you and getting it out there in all these different areas across the country. And so I decided not to do the launch of my program, that I was going to just do the challenge that I had built and then not launch the program. Somewhere along the way, I allowed someone else who was also a coach in the industry to encourage me to go ahead and launch the program anyway. And what she was saying made sense, right? So a lot of times it makes sense. But I got away from what the Lord had instructed me to do. It had been enough time lapse that I had forgotten that God told me not to do it, that it wasn't just a decision I made on my own. And so I ended up doing all this work, and the launch wasn't going the way I wanted it to. And I was a little disappointed, and I was talking to the Lord about it. And he was like, I told you not to launch it anyway. That's not what I told you to focus on. I told you to focus on speaking. And, you know, it doesn't feel good when God kind of jumps down your throat or gets on your case. But it's important for us to remember to hold true to that. So when I have found that whenever things aren't going the way I would like them to go in my business, that it's usually because I've gotten away from what the Lord instructed me to do. So that is number one. Go back to the last instruction God gave you. Okay. The second tip is going to be look at what you were doing when business was good. So are you still doing those things that you were doing when business was booming, when the clients were coming in, when the products were selling? Are you still doing those activities? If not, then go back to what was working before. Go back to doing the things that you were doing when business was going well, when you were having the clients coming in and they were, you know, you were constantly booked, or you were constantly selling out of product, whatever market it is that you are in. If you are still doing those things, maybe you need to take a look at, has the market shifted? You know, is my product or service still on trend? The market does shift. Sometimes things that, you know, think about just fashion trends. Some fashions that trends that come in, they are just that. They are a trend or a fad. They come in and they go out. They don't last. They're not classic. And so that can happen in your business as well. And so take a look and see if the market has shifted. And if so, then reinvent, you know, go back to the Lord. Okay, Lord, I see this is what's happening in my market. What's the next thing? You know, what is the instruction? What is the next product? What is the next service? What is the next idea that you want me to go forth with in my business? So go back to him. So look at what you were doing when business was good. And if you're doing those things and it's not working, perhaps the market has shifted. If you're not, then just go back to what you were doing when you were getting the clients, when you were getting the customers, when business was good. Okay. Number three is focus on revenue driving activities. It might seem obvious, but a lot of times we get bogged down as business owners in the minutiae of day-to-day operations, right? So we get sucked into the emails, we get sucked into the social media posts, we get sucked into doing all this administrative work and kind of the daily operations of our business that we forget about selling. We forget about doing the activities that actually bring the clients in the door, where they are handing you their debit card, credit card, right? You know, whipping out their check or checkbook or whatever. Some of the things that you should be focusing on, not, you know, you still have to run your business, but the things that you should be focusing on are things like, maybe do some personal invitations to potential clients. So maybe you have new people that are following you on Facebook or Instagram or whatever your social media platform, LinkedIn, whatever social media platform it is that you use. Hop in someone's inbox that you've noticed has been engaging with your content, or who has been, or you've been having conversation with and building that, you know, you've been building relationship with. Do a personal invitation in their inbox to hop on a consultation call if you're a service-based business, or perhaps if they had a, you know, they responded to a particular post about a particular, you know, a product, or they shared some sort of struggle that they're having, perhaps recommend, you know, hey, I noticed that you commented on my post about X, Y, and Z. This particular product that I have would address that need that you have, right? So get in people's inboxes and do personal invitations. Now, one caveat here, I don't recommend that you do this with people that you just met or that you don't really have any type of relationship with, I definitely want you to do this with warm people. It can be, you can really turn people off if you're hopping in their inbox trying to sell them something without having built that relationship first. Because one thing, you know, you hear me say all the time is people like to do business with people that they know, like, and trust. And so you want to focus on building those relationships first before you start doing hopping into people's inboxes. So this is for people that you know, or at least you have some sort of relationship with already. Okay. Go back and follow up with your previous customers. Find out if there's anything that you can assist them with now, if there's any particular products, maybe if you have something that a product that is a reusable, like for example, like if you're a Mary Kay consultant, follow up with them to see how their skincare, do they need to place another order for their skincare products, or are they running low on something? Are they looking for something new? So follow up with your previous customers, because it is much easier to keep a customer than to go out and obtain new customers. So really nurture that relationship by following up with them. You can even, as you're following up with them, if they don't have any needs, ask them for referrals. Or even if they do have a need, but ask them for referrals. Who do you know that would benefit from my particular product or service? That is an excellent way to drum up new business, is to get referrals. All right, so that's it. So focus on sales activities. Do those personal invitations to people that you have at least a warm relationship with. Follow up with your previous customers for reorders or new products, as well as asking them for referrals. Tip number four, or strategy number four, is to get highly visible. Now, this is the reason why I want you to do this, is because a lot of times what happens is we have saturated our existing market, meaning the people who are already on your email list, the people who are already on your circle, they've already bought your product or service, or they're not your target, they're not your target market. And so you don't have enough people, you literally don't have enough people to sell to sustain your business. So by getting highly visible, here's some things that you can do. I'll say it this way. Here's some things you can do to get highly visible. Number one, attend some networking events. Get out there and, as they say, press the flesh. A lot of times we've gotten so focused on online that we have forgotten to go offline and get face to face with one another, and actually, where we can see, touch, and feel one another. So get out and attend networking events where you can meet new people. Post valuable content consistently on your social media accounts. Now, I'm not just talking about, posting things like welcome fall or happy October. I'm talking about information, valuable information, tips, tools, strategies, different things that ways people can use your product. If you're a product-based business, answer burning questions, do things like that to address the needs of your potential and current customers. Because that, what happens when you do that is you set yourself up as the expert, and you can attract new customers in that way. So post valuable content to social media consistently, daily, preferably. Run some ads, run ads on Facebook or Instagram, or, put an ad in a magazine or in a local a local newspaper, or some sort of circular, that depending upon what type of business you have, but do some sort of advertising of your products and services. Another really good thing to do would be to apply to be a guest on a radio show or a podcast. where you can, again, reach another audience, get yourself in front of new people who are your ideal client. Now, here, you want to make sure that the podcasts or radio programs that you go on reach the type of person that would buy or use your product or service, okay? You want to be strategic with that. Also, you can speak at an event. I know here in Tallahassee, where I live, we have what they call Women Wednesdays, and it's just, it's a free speaker series that they do on Wednesdays during lunchtime, and women, you know, ladies and men come, and there's always a speaker, someone sharing their particular expertise. And, you know, it's free. The speakers aren't paid, but it gives you an opportunity to just get in front of new people. People can learn about what it is that you do. And while you can't, at this particular event, you can't offer a product or service, people will, you know, if someone is interested in what you do, people will connect with you after the event is over, ask for your card or ask for ways that they can connect with you. So doing speaking events is another good way to get visible so that people, your face stays in front of people and you meet new people. Okay. So number four was get highly visible. Now, number five, use this slow time for personal development. While, of course, no one wants to have their income level drop in their business, their revenue levels drop in their business, you can use this as an opportunity to work on yourself. So maybe you could attend a class, hire a coach, read books and articles that are related to your industry or an area of your business that you want to grow and develop in. You know, maybe it's just your own personal development. Maybe it's, you know, you need to work on your mindset. Maybe you need to learn how to manage your time better, or how to set goals, how to plan, create a strategic plan. Whatever it is that you are interested in, you can use that time, that additional time that you're not serving clients, to develop yourself. And what happens is, by working on yourself, by investing in yourself, you also are better able to show up for those that you serve. So again, take a class, hire a coach, read books and articles about your industry. Now, I read regularly, I read daily, actually. Not all the time is it related to business. In fact, the majority of the time it is some sort of personal development book. It might be on, I just finished reading a book called Wealth Made Easy. That's, tips from the highly wealthy people, things that they do to build their wealth. I'm reading a book called The Power to Heal by Joan Hunter. So I'm learning about healing, the process of healing, and the fact that God really and truly does desire for us to live healed. So it doesn't necessarily have to be about your business or your industry, but something that will grow and develop you, or a new idea. Because one thing that I have found is that I get inspired by reading materials that, again, it may not be related to my business, but something in there, something I'll read, will inspire me to in another area of my life or in my business. And so reading is a really, really good one. And of course, by hiring a coach, they can help you to exponentially grow and expand your business. Because while you can, hop on Google and do a search for, to learn all the different things that you need to learn about running a business, hiring a coach, someone who's already done that before, been down that path before, can help to shortcut that system. So they've already done the work. They've already done the research. They've already done all of that. And so they can filter out all the information and get you specifically what you need in order for you to exponentially grow and expand your business. So I definitely recommend that. All right, strategy number six is to diversify your product offering. I'm sure you've heard the saying, don't put all your eggs in one basket. You shouldn't do that with your business as well. So if you only have a single product or product line, then definitely look into diversifying your product offering. I personally believe that I can't remember if it's Ecclesiastes or if it's Deuteronomy. I think it's Ecclesiastes where it talks about cast your bread upon the water. I believe according to that scripture that we should have 7 to 8 streams of income. And I believe that you can have that even within your business. While you don't necessarily have to have all of those streams inside your business, I believe that they're available there. One of the things that you could do is create a next step product, right? So think about your previous customers or current or previous customers. What would be the next step for them? What would be the, ideal thing that they would need? Whatever product or service you have, it is the answer to a problem. It is the solution for a problem that they have. But what happens then is once that is solved, they have a brand new problem, right? And so what would be the next step? What is the answer to that new problem that is, I don't want to necessarily say created, but gets opened up as a result of them solving the more urgent problem, right? So create that next step product for them. You could create an online course or a live course, write a book. You can also do going back to the visibility thing, start speaking for money, get booked for paid speaking engagements. That could be another revenue stream for your business. So by diversifying your product offering, that enables you to not be so reliant on a single source of income. And so when one is waning, when one product line is not doing all that well, it's not selling that well, then another one might be doing well. A lot of times the market fluctuates. And so what's, selling right now may not necessarily sell as well in the spring. And something that's not selling well right now will be booming in the spring. So make sure that you have diversified your product offering. Now, here's just a little word of warning here. You don't want to do it too fast, right? So don't create so many services or so many products all at one time to the point where you're not able to really perfect or focus, right? And where your focus ends up going in so many different directions where you're not doing any of it well. So really be laser focused, build one up, and then move on to building another. So if things are slow, this will be a really good time for you to develop a new product or service. And the last tip or strategy that I have for you tonight is to develop strategic partnerships. What this would look like might be a really good example is a real estate agent and a interior designer, right? So you might partner together with, if you're an interior designer, you might partner with a real estate agent and say, hey, if you have new client, clients who are buying a home, if anyone that you refer, you'll get I'll pay you X amount of dollars for that business. I'll give you some sort of referral bonus for them. And vice versa, any clients that I have that that may be in the market for, they want to sell their home or they're in the market to sell their home, I would send them your way. So that's a really, you know, so that's what you want to do is think about who else has a similar business or has a similar market, similar target market that you have. Who else would serve the same type of people that you serve? And then look for an opportunity for you all to work together in order to grow and build one another's businesses. And honestly, you could even do that with someone who offers the same product and service that you do. Restaurants are really good for this. So they'll have I don't know if you've ever noticed, but restaurants typically tend to be clustered together. It's a bunch of them together as a group. And what happens is, as a result of them all being together, there's a little something for everybody, right? So they do better when they're clustered together than if you're off by yourself, right? So maybe there's someone that does the same thing that you do that you can team up with, and maybe someone is not, you know, they're not really a good fit specifically for you, but they'd be a really good fit with someone else, right? So working together, because it's all about, you know, as kingdom-driven, purpose pursuers, we need to be focused on collaboration, right? We are not in competition with one another. We are in a collaboration, because it's all about the kingdom. What we do, our sole focus at the end of the day, when the water all boils down, our focus is to point people back to God, right? And so that is our primary focus, is to give God glory, point direct people back to God. And we can't do that when we're competing with one another. That is the world's way. That is not our way as kingdom-minded individuals. So working together, develop those strategic partnerships. All right, so I'm going to go back over them again. Number one was go back to the last instruction God gave you. Number two was look at what you were doing when your business was good. Number three, focus on sales activities. Number four, get highly visible. Number five, use the additional time or extra time for personal development. Number six is diversify your product offerings. And lastly, number seven, develop strategic partnerships. So those are seven strategies that you can use to help kind of jumpstart to draw more, you know, to get business moving again when it's gotten a little bit sluggish. All right. So those are my strategies or my tips for you tonight. If you have questions, that I'm going to be doing this regularly. So if you have questions that you'd like me to answer on a live Q&A like this, I am happy to do that. Just make sure that drop it in the comments or just do a post. You can just post inside the group and just hashtag Q&A. So that I can, you know, make them a little bit easier to find, or tag me in the post so that I make sure that I actually see it. Because I want to do these a lot more often and make sure that I'm answering the questions that are really important to you all. All right. If you are in that space, if that is you and, you know, things are a little bit slower, they're not going the way that you really would like them to, I definitely want to invite you to hop on a free discovery call with me, a 30-minute session with me to figure out what your focus should be and how I might be able to help. And if you are interested in doing that, I'm going to put the link on the screen. You can book your session with me at calendly.com/TrisettaAlexander/discovery call. Or you can just shoot me a DM and I'll send you the link to my calendar. You can find a time that fits with your schedule and we'll hop on the phone, and I'm happy to help walk you through that process. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to me
if you would help me get the message of purpose and prosperity out to as many believers as possible. You can do this by sharing the podcast with another purpose pursuer or by leaving me a 5-star review on iTunes. Until the next episode, Kingdom blessings.